Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for us to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Moya in Kansas City, who says, 9 years ago, I left my husband and he moved another woman into our home. We never got divorced and he's very ill now. When he dies, I don't want to have to deal with that woman. Should I keep asking her to leave or involve the law?
Well, you're not going to have to. Did she say when he dies?
Yeah, she did, because he's very ill now. Very ill.
Well, you're still married to him.
Yeah.
That old who moved in ain't going to mean a la-di-da.
Say it again.
It's not going to mean a la-di-da.
La-di-da.
And the fact that y'all never got divorced and he done moved somebody in, now he's sick as hell. Now you know he gonna die? Lord.
Oh, she said he is very ill. Yeah.
Yeah. Do she know?
The other woman.
How old is Rufus?
Well.
You need to find out. Anyway, I don't think you have a concern. You ain't got to deal with her because by law you're married. And you said moved into our house, so I'm assuming your name is on that deed or something. This is going to be real short and quick. Don't even worry about that.
Because a woman has no legal right to be there.
Now.
Not an hour.
All that squatter's rights and all that here. I don't know what this state this in, but that anybody
Kansas City.
Oh, hell no.
She has no rights. She ain't running
no. No. You. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Wayne in Philly. Wayne writes, I'm 29 years old and my girlfriend just broke up with me. I butt-dialed her while I was asking my coworker a lot of sexual questions. It was just a lunchtime conversation and two other people were at the table. How do I make things right with my girl?
Come on, Wayne.
Good luck.
You got to fix this.
Come on, dog.
How? How can you fix it? Come on. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, it is, surely.
Okay, let's hear it.
Let's hear this lie.
I can't wait.
Ooh, no, this ain't going to be a lie. This
what is it going to be?
Oh.
No, he got to come in. This belly side down on this one right here. This ain't
no
lie.
Big.
You got to go, listen, it was a group of us at the table.
Yeah.
I was wrong for some of the things I was asking, but I was just showing out in front of the table. I need you to forgive me, admit nothing. Here's my phone. We have no contact. We don't talk to each other. We were all at lunch. Now, your problem is if the two other people that was at the lunch, see, either way, you're going to be in trouble. If it was two other dudes at the table, you in trouble. If it was two, you really in trouble. And you really in trouble if it was two other women at the table.
Yeah,
so why you got this? So when's your ass become Dr. Phil?
You know,
get all that.
But he was asking sexual questions.
Yeah, that's what you talk about sometime at lunch, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why they broke up.
Yeah, I understand that. He got to go, he got to crawl back. You know.
It's not going to work.
See, some people need a flip phone, though. Some people don't know how to just handle a phone situation. That's the problem.
I need a flip phone. I butt dial more people. Hell yeah, I butt dial people all the time.
Do you see?
And they be, hey, and they see my phone call, they call right back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord, hell, he's calling me.
Hello.
All right, man. So he's going to have to, you said he's not going to have to
that's
lie.
That's all he can do is like, crawl, but there's no lie out of this one. I'm telling
oh,
you.
Oh, what? Uh-huh.
No, the butt dial and she heard you talking.
You, sexual question.
And see, you didn't say that wasn't me at the beginning, which was your only hope. I don't know
lie.
Who you heard, but that wasn't me.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
I know your voice. No, you don't. Not on the butt dial. That phone was in my pocket. Yeah. But you never put the disclaimer out that it wasn't you. If you don't jump on this lie initially, hard to say this one. You'd have had to jump.
Okay. It's out,
it's out the gate.
As soon as she said, you know, I heard you talking on your phone.
Right.
You heard what? You thought that was me?
Yeah. We good.
Really? Like, she doesn't know his voice.
Man, Dwight, people confuse me and Dwight at work all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. I was sitting there with Dwight. I didn't ask nobody nothing. Why would I say something? Listen to this.
Okay, here come the lies.
Yeah, but you'd have had to do that initially. And he'd have had to get on that. That was Dwight. That was Dwight. We sound just alike. And she don't have a recording. So I'd have hammered her with that one. Who is Dwight?
So when she said, the lady said, Wayne, why did you ask me that? That wasn't you. There's two Waynes at the job.
I told you.
What you talking about? Ain't the only Wayne up there.
It's Wayne. Well, let me talk to Wayne. He from a temp service.
So it's two Waynes.
Yeah. Oh, too much.
Okay.
That's
she
why
said,
she broke up with you.
It's Dwayne.
You're not getting her back.
Dwayne.
And then Wayne. All right. Moving on to Coco in Denver. Coco says, I'm dating an ex-pro athlete, and he doesn't like to wear protection. I'm 36, so of course I want a baby. It's risky, but I'm willing to show him better than I can tell him that he needs to wrap it up. Would I be wrong if I ended up pregnant by him? What?
Man, this is good. Playing with these kids, man. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all playing with these kids and these diseases. He don't like to wrap it up. He an ex-pro athlete.
Crazy.
Well, he gonna be an ex-person if he keep this up.
Get some he can't throw back.
Yeah. And he's gonna be an ex-person. See, y'all can be, man, y'all get shit, would I be wrong if I this you want insane. A baby.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all need to have this conversation. You gonna have a baby and ain't gonna have no man.
That's what's
and all this, I don't like protection. Man, get out of it. What's wrong with y'all?
It's too much.
Better get your
baby. All right, last one, ready. Steve. Miranda in College Park says, my 20-year-old daughter had a baby on Valentine's Day. Her child's father ghosted her for weeks and he's back now. She wants to live with him, but I suggested he move in here so I can watch him. Am I being a good mom or a meddler?
I think you're being stupid.
Don't bring him in there.
All right.
You finna let this dude come in your house?
Wow.
For what?
He's just as stupid
she
as
she wants to keep an eye
so
on.
You can watch him. Watch him do what? You can't watch nobody get ghosts. He done it once. What you gonna stop because he stay there? What?
He gonna make another one and leave. Watch.
Man. Man.
All right.
I don't want to be the CLO no more.
It's too much.
I just want to be this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.